This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Vision 2023, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, here in the studio. We've been here for, I don't know how many, maybe 5 years now. Wow, guys. Honored always to be here. Napa sponsoring us this year, Napa Auto Care. So happy to be here. And I have to tell you, out of all the interviews that I'm doing, this is one of the ones that I'm really highly looking forward to because we have a couple of really good talking points. I'm with Travis Troy, Honest Wrenches, with your partner, Josh Mullins, who we did a show on. Yes. How does partnerships work? Acme and Des Moines, Iowa, two stores. My memory of last year, we had a little different setup, but I'll never forget you were kind of, I think, sitting off to my left and you told me how much you spent on bringing your entire team here. And I think I fell off the stool and I said, this is a very important episode to tell the rest of the industry because when those stories get told, it may rock the world by saying, I can't take my people to training. I can't close. And you, Al, your place is closed too, right?
Yes.
Al Wright's here with us, John's Automotive, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. High five to you. Did you do the same thing this year?
Yeah, we have 21 team members here this year. So we have even more. We've had a little bit more growth. So we have a massive team here this year. They're just soaking it up.
The awesome. Party's got to be unbelievable. Can I come to one of those get-togethers?
We have a good time. Last night was Top Golf. We had a blast there. And then tonight it's Jack Stack. And then tomorrow night we've got, I forget where else we're going tomorrow night.
People go to barbecue around here. Kansas City. I wonder why.
I know, right?
They got these beautiful strip steaks too. I had one of those last night, by the way. It was really good.
Since its relaunch in 2020, the Napa Auto Care members site has continued to evolve to keep members updated on all the Napa programs, promotions, benefits, and other information available to help their businesses thrive. If you're a Napa Auto Care member, visit member.napaautocare.com to access the member portal. Not a Napa Auto Care center? Well, contact your servicing Napa Auto Parts store to learn more about how to join the Napa family.
So we're going to talk about shop owner support, and that is an incredible group concept strategy here in the Mwaka world of Mwaka, where guys get together and help each other. And then something brand new this year at Vision GSTA, the General Service Technician Academy. Wait till you hear about this, because I know, Travis, you were one of the facilitators today.
Yep.
Let's jump in. SOS, beep, 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 something like that, right? That was always the messenger. Send me help. So shop owner support. Listen, I belong to a really great independent group in Buffalo. Tracy and I, we're in the meetings. We go to the career events at the colleges. It probably took a few years for them to realize that no one in that breakfast meeting that we get together once a month is competition.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
You try to form an SOS group because we're all shop owners and we all struggle with the same stuff. But we think we're competition, so we're afraid to talk to each other. And the reality of it is we're not competition. Our competition are the other industries that are pulling our people out of it because we're afraid to talk to each other and come up with a solution to figure out how we can fix this issue that we have. You talk about competition, it's not the shop down the street.
Wait a minute. No, it is the shop down the street because he's got this $75 labor rate, this junky store, and all those customers that come in and, you know, I give him my price of, you know, $800 to do his brake work, and he goes down there for $250.
He unfortunately, unless we can bind together, okay, and work together and educate each other, not to price fix, not for any of that at all, okay, but to help each other become better owners, to help each other become better leaders, and to help each other be able to take care of our people.
Well, and I think we all have those shops. I mean, those shops are in everybody's area. We see that all the time, you know, that there's price cutting and there's things like that. And we get calls or we get people that come in and say, well, you know, so-and-so down the street will do it for this. And unfortunately, so a lot of times we have to say, hey, let so-and-so do it for that. But we need to educate those people. And I tried several years back, even in our community. I mean, you can't monopolize or you can't do anything like that. But I wanted to hold a class in Cedar Rapids area with shop owners to get everybody on the same page, to understand that, are they my competition? Maybe a little bit. But you don't do the quality of work that we do at that price.
I always say the words, they're co-opetition. If you can cooperate together, work together, again, to your point, we're not fixing prices. We're just really trying to, my heart bleeds on your heart because the same thing happened to me the other day. And I've got this, should I subscribe to that thing? Who's got that tool? When you're alone facing an insurmountable amount of daily decisions, wouldn't it be cool if you could call a friend?
It totally is. You know, we talk competition. Has any of these shop owners looked at how many cars drive by the front of their shop every day? Because I know mine is 27,000 And there's absolutely no way that I can work on all of them. Not in 10 years.
That's one of the best ways to prove to our local team of independents that there is enough work for everyone. Yes. Just do the car count. Say, listen, I looked it up. There's, you know, 80,000 cars in these four metropolitan areas. And how many do you work on a year?
Right. Well, that was a big thing. You know, as far as I've always said, there's plenty of iron to work on. And I had a good friend of mine, a shop owner about 30 miles away from me, south down by Coralville, that called me last spring and asked, you know, is your car count down? Are you guys steady? You know, what's going on? I said, we're actually steady. And he says, really? And I said, yeah. And he goes, man, our car count's way down. And I said, Brian, that's a good thing. And he says, what? And I said, I've told you a long time ago that your car count dropping to cut your car count in half because you physically, like as Travis just said, I can't work on every one of them. And you, if you're running the numbers that he was running for car count with the staff that he had, there's no way that you have enough hours in a day to do a thorough inspection on every single vehicle that comes through your door.
I don't have time. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. And
no, not me.
I got
to get them in and out of the door. They're counting on me to get them their car today.
What they have at that point is a making every car count problem, not a car count problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know what? Car count's important. I think you have to pay attention to that. I think you want to make sure you haven't lost customers. You know, they die, they move, and sometimes they have a bad experience, so they Absolutely. Don't come around. So adding people is important. But the tools that we have today in our industry to do a thorough job, you know, quote everything we find. You know, the 300% rule, we've gone over that 100 times.
Absolutely.
To me, the education of the people that are struggling, you know, shop owner support. How do we start something like that in a community?
You've got to become vulnerable yourself, okay? You've got to get yourself outside of your comfort zone. You've got to take your logo off your shirt, and you've got to walk into these businesses and introduce yourself. Not as a business owner, but as a person that wants to be a friend and that wants to play nice in the sandbox. And you just start talking, asking them where they're struggling. Let them know you're struggling too. We're all struggling in certain areas of our business. And if we can get people in the same sandbox playing together and they go, you know what? I had that issue, you know, 3 years ago and here's how I solved it. Well, now all of a sudden you're starting to create a community of people that have gone through those struggles, or maybe a community of people that are going to be going through those struggles and they're in your local market. You guys get to get together. And an SOS group is a group of 10 to no more than 20, but we like to keep it intimate. So 10 to 20 shop owners in the local area that get together on a monthly basis. And we go through IPWs, issue process worksheets. Okay. We go to that shop. We take a look at it. We look at the facility. We look at the management system, the management style. We're going to go through and we're going to look at staffing, look at some staffing issues that they may have, and we'll go through their processes. And we're going to sit down together and we're going to figure out ways that they can improve their business. Do they have a marketing issue? Or like we said before, do they have a making every car count issue?
And I'm going to commend Travis a little bit here, not to brag him up, but and I'll be honest, if it wasn't for the SOS group, I don't know, it's been 7-8 years ago, yeah, Travis and I probably wouldn't be as close of friends as we are now.
Yeah,
I mean, I come to the Des Moines chapter SOS meetings from, I mean, I'm an hour and a half drive, yeah, to the closest one. You know, once I went to the first one, I was hooked. And it was like, you know, I remember driving home that afternoon and I'm thinking, what a neat group of people. And it's not the people that are afraid to share or they're afraid to share their struggle. As Travis said, we all struggle at some point, some spot in our business. We are all struggling, and to learn from others is a heck of a lot easier for me and some most times less expensive to learn that somebody else did this and it didn't work or this did work. The ideas and things that are shared at those meetings is mind-boggling. It's astounding to me the amount of knowledge that's in that group.
If you got to do something with it once you get it, you can't just say, well, I'm going to take some great notes and...
you know what we call that? FTI. Failure to implement.
Exactly right.
And that's the number one failure that us as shop owners have. We get all that great information. We're here at Vision. And then we leave and we go back to our same old, and we don't implement anything we learned. And this is the same thing in our SOS groups. So you go back and talk about that. And one of the ways that we're able to curve that is when we're done with our meeting, before everybody leaves, we debrief. And that shop owner, that host, gets a list of things from the group that they're going to work on and change. And then we get with them in between the next visit and make sure that those are getting taken care of. And we're supporting them and helping them through those challenges and making sure that they don't get FTI, failure to implement.
You had mentioned just about 5 minutes ago about take your logo off your shirt and walk in. It was probably 3 years ago that I wrote this interesting thesis called Adopt a Shop. And to this day, since I was so buried just building this, you know, really cool little podcast media company and becoming an important influencer in the industry, absolutely, I just didn't have time to implement it, yeah, right? And it is exactly what it was, is that how could you adopt a shop? And it basically, the concept started with going into the shop and saying, let's have coffee. No, you get out of here because your shop is, you know, four blocks down there. And, right, and I don't need you coming in here and looking at all my secrets. And I am not sharing any secret sauce of mine with you. And part of the whole, if you will, comedy of I'm not going to share my secret sauce with you is that there is no secret sauce. Listen, I'm willing to tell you, I put my pants on the same way you do.
All right.
And oh, by the way, I'm nowhere where I need to be, but I think I'm a little further along. And I'd love to see you have a better image and all the things that I can see from the outside. You can come in my, look and tell me what you see in my place. And that whole thing started, it incubated in my mind, but I never was able to implement it. And when I look at what shop owner support is, it is kind of like that. And what I was trying to do was to get people from all over the country to kind of go to this website and say, hey, if I can't get to the place, I'll adopt a shop from across country.
Yeah.
Still, we have networking groups and 20 groups, and I didn't want to compete with them. But I also realized that there were 100,000 shop owners that needed help, and there was just no way every coaching or networking group was going to be able to bring them all in.
For sure.
So how do we get them to consider formally joining? Tease them with an SOS or an adopt shop type program.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the SOS group, if you're part of Mwaka or ACA, that's a benefit that you have.
Yeah.
If you can't or don't think that you can afford a coaching company, that kind of gets your feet wet a little bit. Yeah. I've got a coaching company that we have multiple. Okay. We're in multiple 20 groups and I'm still in an SOS group because I see that much value in it.
Well, you're also giving. It is a story we recently told, golly, Al, it was with you on our health scare episode.
That's what I was going to say.
And I told the story. Listen, we've all had people say, listen, let me come in and help you if something's wrong. And I tell the story about Mark Bergazzi up in Toronto who had the heart attack. Boom. I mean, he was literally down for the count, had no plans. And his three closest shop owner friends that were kind of in a group like this,
yep,
they all helped. Every other day, someone new would be there.
When I had mine, I mean, Travis was one of the first persons that reached out to me.
Yeah.
Travis and Tim and all of them reached out to me and said, hey, we'll help you. We can come do this.
He told that story on that episode.
Yeah.
But the point was, is that not only they did a few things maybe they shouldn't have, they changed some of his routines. Well, this can't be. If I'm going to be here for a few months, this got to be like this. But they also learned some stuff themselves.
Absolutely.
Early on, when I was an employee of our former shop owner, I went down to Travis's shop and shadowed for a day and just spent a day down at his shop.
You know what? That's a cool concept. Without making it sound so damn formal.
Yeah.
Can you just come and shadow with me?
I just went down and spent a day and just seen how they did things and watched
be a wallflower.
Absolutely.
Take notes. I'll answer all your questions tonight.
And that's the same thing with the SOS.
We're competition.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So I've got a shop owner that's 0.4 miles from me and she came and shadowed me for 2 days, but we're competition. I can't share all the secret sauce with her, can I?
Did that really happen?
Absolutely, it
happened. Cool. And tell me, how's she doing?
Amazing.
And how are you doing?
Even better. Because I got to increase our industry. I had a positive impact on our industry. None of us are perfect. So she was able to point out a few things. She was there to learn, not teach. But what she ended up doing is teaching too. She was able to point out a few things that we can improve on as she was there looking and just observing. So then again, here I am. All I'm doing is trying to give. But in the end, I'm also taking too because I learned something. We got feedback from her when she was there to learn. And she's super. I mean, we can throw a rock and almost hit her building.
It's Carm here, talking to you about what the Napa Auto Care Center program can do for your business. You probably already know the Napa brand is the most recognized and trusted name in the automotive aftermarket industry. In fact, studies show that nearly 95% of consumers recognize Napa and associate it with quality parts, service, and technical expertise. So why not complete a Pro Image upgrade and take advantage of that? Pro Image is a co-branding program for the exterior and interior of your shop. On the outside, it includes the Napa colors and distinctive Napa signage. While the public may know you as a reliable, locally owned business, a Pro Image upgrade helps set your shop apart from the competition even further. It's also a visual signal to customers and potential customers that you and Napa are partners. Most importantly, Pro Image really works. This co-branding opportunity has helped Napa Auto Care Centers across the country increase their car counts and sales. In fact, those that have completed a Pro Image project enjoy an average 23% sales increase during the first year. Pro Image upgrades are also available for the interior of your shop. A Pro Image interior upgrade transforms your customer waiting area from merely utilitarian to warm and welcoming. The goal is to maintain your shop's independent identity while enhancing the customer's experience. You can get a free look at what a Pro Image exterior or interior upgrade could look like by visiting the Napa Auto Care members site and clicking on the Pro Image link under the Napa Pro Image tab. Or contact your local Napa Auto Parts store. Your servicing Napa store can tell you more about Pro Image, plus the hundreds of other reasons to become part of the Napa Auto Care family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country.
Okay, let's talk about the potential downside of this. And I'm not being a naysayer. I'm kind of trying to prove a point where you literally go and have coffee with someone and they say, okay, Al, let's have that group come out. It's 3 or 4 months down the road. How many times trying to bring this level of support do you realize that the efforts you're putting in are futile because the individual themselves doesn't want to change?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're always going to
have that.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't happen a lot. That's all I want to know.
In my opinion, it depends on where they're at in their business. I mean, because you're going to have somebody that, you know, maybe I'm too good for that. I don't really need that. I'd love to go, but I don't really need that. As we said, you're my competitor. I don't really need that. But most people, if you can, as Travis said, take your logo off your shirt, and I'll even say one up from that is get rid of your ego a little bit and say, hey, I need help. I these are areas I'm struggling in, because there's so many opportunities at these meetings to pick up little things. Not to sound like a comedian, but it could be as simple as, why is the toilet paper over versus under? Whatever. It's the little things that make your shop more efficient. You know, why is that tire machine here? Why is the balancer not next to the tire machine? And we've had those discussions at our SOS meetings that maybe we move this hoist here or make it a little bit more efficient.
A perfect example, our last SOS meeting that we had, great shop owner, outstanding shop owner. He actually isn't even really in his business anymore. His business is running great. But he lost sight of a few things. And we started talking about inspections. And it's, we inspect every car every time, right? And it's like, well, let's take a look. When's the last time that we actually inspected what we expect? And we actually went in there and we found that on an inspection side, 46 out of almost 600 cars were actually inspected. And that was gut-wrenching to this owner. Gut-wrenching.
Well, he wasn't inspecting what he expected.
Exactly.
There's no accountability there.
But without an SOS group, you're just going to continue to look past it. We challenge each other and we support each other.
I get it.
And I just saw that shop owner a few days ago and the smile on his face. And guess what? Record-breaking January. The guy's been in business for 20 plus years and he had his best January ever. I just talked to him yesterday.
There was pixie dust that were sprinkled over my business and my market, and all these people came.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what he thought he needed. He thought he needed more marketing. and I said, maybe you do, but if we don't inspect, then how do we know? And we found out that we just weren't making every car count.
You're talking about life-changing opportunity. We call BS on the fact that you got to open yourself. You got to open your heart, your mind, and your business.
Totally. But hang on a minute. I want to remind you, he's my competition.
Oh,
Who can't do it, right?
Oh, you're crazy to give him all that business.
I know, right?
Jeez,
and Travis. He just hit a record February too.
Oh no. See, look at that. Did you hold a record? No, your business is probably down because his is up.
Exactly. Yeah,
he's
right.
Probably, he's probably sending Travis a check.
Wait a minute. That would be great. Listen, I'm so glad you had this great February. Now, Al and I would like 10% of the up in February.
Yeah. But you know what? We're giving each other high fives because what we're doing in that instance is we're raising the bar of the automotive industry and the service that we provide in our local market. Yeah. Our local market has a very, very strong reputation for great service. So what does that do for us? It makes us get better and continue to want to improve.
This industry has gotten so much better, even from my early roots 8 years ago. Did I know you 8 years ago? No. Were you a different business back then?
Absolutely.
I know. You were probably still working in the backyard,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
But then it didn't take you long to realize that you needed some coaching, some help in association and networking. And I think within... I'm just trying to remember your story. Maybe 2.5 years, you got a $4 million two-store operation. When you told me that last year, I almost fell over.
Yeah, and this year we'll do 5.4.
That's all?
I know, right?
Damn, I was hoping for 6.
I know. We might. We'll see.
Well, let's just tell the audience that it's not that difficult. You're a member of ACA, maybe the Midwest Milwaukee group here, but no matter what reach in the country that you are, you can help other shop owners. It just takes a couple of guys together to help to bring in a third and help each other.
Think of it like this. And I don't know the exact saying, I'm going to need you guys' help on this, but you talk about the team member that you have on your team that you are afraid to invest in. You are afraid to train, right? Train them so well so they can leave. Treat them so well so they stay forever, right?
There you go. Yeah.
The same thing happens with our local shops.
Yeah.
Treat each other so well so we can outdo them, so they can outdo us, but have such a strong relationship that we just rise tide.
Yeah.
We talk about elevation and growth. So we want to see growth in our business, right? If we don't elevate ourselves, if we don't elevate our industry, elevate the people around us, we're not going to see the growth. You have to elevate before you grow.
When you have a close group like that, and like Travis's case where you've got an owner that close to you, it's the congratulations. It's a, hey, good job, instead of the backstabbing or saying, and that's the one thing that holding each other accountable for in our groups alone too, that, hey, we're not bad mouthing other shops. We're here to help everybody. And I've got 4 shops within 2 blocks of my shop. And I'd help any of them. And not all of them are Milwaukee members or association members, but I would help any of them at the drop of a hat.
So we just got to get the word out to them. Hey, let's do part 2.
Yeah.
Let's do part 2 of our discussion. GSTA, the General Service Technician Academy, brand new here.
Absolutely. First year. We talk about vision. We talk about bringing our entire shop. And it's high-tech training. And so I was actually kind of nervous when I brought this to the vision board. Of bringing more of a general service technician. And my why behind bringing this to the table is because we've got a gap. We've got a lot of new people coming into the industry, but they go from knowing nothing to having to dive right into some very, very advanced stuff. And I felt that we needed to build a path for them. So that's where the GSTA was born. Get them in here, get them some safety training on OSHA regulations. Get them some lift training. Get them some digital vehicle inspections training. Get them some suspension, steering, and alignment training. Then lead into some air conditioning training. Basic electricity. So we created this entire General Service Technician Academy. It's a 2-day course. And it happens Thursday and Friday at Vision. And then the beautiful thing about it is guess what happens on Saturday and Sunday? They get to get into the real vision classes, the stuff that they get around some of the really, really, really smart people. And then they start to advance their career. So they go through the GSTA, learn the basics. And I sat through it all day today. I teach a class tomorrow I'm really excited about. I learned a ton today, just sitting through it, helping moderate it. And I'm a business owner for 12 years now.
I don't think you could go to enough basic classes. And even in my industry,
yes,
on podcasting and editing and what's going on with video. And I'm a perpetual student. I love to learn. And the day I stop, doing that is the day that I will atrophy and go away, because that's just my thirst.
Absolutely.
And I love what you're creating for young people. I need to know, you were in the room.
Yep.
So give me an idea, young people, tell me who was there. So what did you see?
That was my favorite part of it. So when we started, we did a little poll in the industry, how many people have been in the industry for under a year, and about 80% of the hands went up.
Oh, great.
And a mixture from really, really young to people looking to change careers or career paths, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is super enlightening for our industry to know that people are coming into our industry. And then the remainder of that 20% was under 3 years in the industry.
Okay, next question. Who raised their hand when you said, who's on the lube rack?
One thing that I don't want to do is I don't want to label them. And that's the other thing that I really try to bring up to these students that were in there is, you're the general service guy. You consider yourself the lower guy on the totem pole, right? You don't have to be. And so what we did is we focused and we made sure that every student had 5 minimum takeaways today to take back to their owner or manager to make improvements inside their business. We've got several other team members that might be working with them that are going to go to training and they're going to come back and go do their same old, same old.
Got it.
But you've got this general service guy that's in this class and he's going back and he's taking some updates that we got to do.
Yeah.
We've got to start inspecting our lifts. I've worked here for 6 months, a year. We've never inspected our lift. So some of those things, and not only that, they're going to come out of here with like 3 or 4 different certifications by the time they're done. 609 cert.
What else?
TIA, ALI. That might be it. Maybe one other one.
Okay.
You know, I was so excited when we had talked about this before. Travis and I had actually talked, and then at Leadership Summit and things like that, we talked about it. When I taught at our local community college, I filled in a substitute taught for first-year students. And, you know, those kids coming in, a lot of them, it's the first time that they've opened a toolbox. It's a lot of, I mean, they want to get into this industry, and they're, like, overwhelmed. I think it's a great thing that they're doing that we can bring everybody in our shop. If we're going to close our shop, there needs to be something at Vision for everybody.
For every level.
Yes.
Yeah. For every level. And I think this is genius to have the GS.
But you got to praise those people because they are going to be in some locations, some places. It's one of the reasons, and I never had a general service technician in my shop. You know, a general service guy for me is when somebody comes in for an oil service, I've got typically the guy that's doing that oil service, maybe my least skilled guy doing that. And I've told this story 100 times, but I at a previous shop that I worked at, I had a general service guy there that was no ego. And if he didn't know something and something didn't look right, he came and asked. Because and the two technicians that worked side by side with him would flip him $50 to $100 a week because the stuff that they fed to him or he fed to them. We need to really let the general service guys know how important their role is in our business.
How many were in the class?
There's 46 signed up, and we had a few that didn't show up that'll actually be coming tomorrow.
Okay.
Their owners, you know, aren't 100% bought in, so they're not coming till then. But I promise you, they missed out on one killer day.
Okay, so think about this, my listener. There's this GS thing going on and the opportunity to take some high-level stuff so they can see the future. You said it so perfectly about career pathing. Yep. Then they go to the Tool Expo later tonight, and then they come into this expo hall,
yes,
and they see the magnitude of the size of our industry. They touch tools they never knew existed,
yep,
and they start making connections and network. We compete with so many other industries. I mean, let's talk about where these young people will eventually go if we don't do something with them.
Yeah, they're going to go into another trade, whether that's HVAC or plumbing or electricity, something of that nature. That's where they're going.
And a lot of them, you know, we had this discussion at one of our meetings and at our local community college is that, you know, it's to be a technician, and it's one of the things our local community college, we stepped up as an advisory council and said, hey, we're going to pay for all the tools for the first year students. Because a lot of it, you'd see Craigslist, everything else, the first 2 weeks after school started, you'd see these tool sets and everything on sale for Craigslist because they get into something that they have no idea what they're getting into. And it's not an inexpensive deal to get into our industry. It's easy to go buy a hammer or a pipe wrench or the tools required for most of the other industries. And our industry's gotten a lot more complicated.
this was the board of directors who came up with this idea, or I think you earlier said you floated this idea?
I floated this idea for a couple years, and I really hammered it home this year at our vision board meeting, and it was a hit. Jerry,
here it is. It's in front of you,
Jerry,
baby.
Jerry was sitting next to me in that meeting, and I remember him just going, "That's the best idea we've had in a long time."
Jerry, the godfather.
Jerry, the godfather.
Vision godfather, yeah.
It was awesome, and I'm really, really glad that that we were able to make it happen. There was a lot that went into it because there's a lot of moving pieces for it.
Yeah, I imagine. Because you're teaching stuff you haven't taught before. Where'd you do the lift training? There wasn't a lift here.
Right. So there was some prereq stuff that they had to do before they came. So they do some of the online training, and then we go through and we do the in-person training. But here's what was pretty cool about this. We had tire machines and everything down there. We have them in a classroom, and we're doing hands-on training.
Was it here?
Here, yeah.
Wow.
Literally directly below where we're sitting right now.
I can't even imagine the moving parts.
A lot of moving
pulling
parts.
This off.
Yeah. And here's what's amazing. The engagement that we got from these students was amazing. I mean, still blown away by it. To hear the interaction and keeping them engaged and quizzing them along the way and just to watch them soak it in like a sponge is awesome.
GSTA is going to be the biggest thing envisioned moving forward. And I think what we're going to end up seeing, my opinion, think of a shop owner from any other part of the country saying they're assessing their people and saying, well, he's a GS. It'll all be too complicated for him. And not stop to realize that GSTA is exactly for him. Once I get him through that and he goes through a couple of other courses that we'll make sure he goes to, then he is going to be a permanent fixture to Vision because he's seen the light. We're investing in him, and he may move through the ranks to whatever level he wants to be, a great R&R guy, a great Diag tech, because you're teasing them with career opportunities that they would never have before. GSTA is kind of an incubation opportunity.
You're planting that seed.
Yeah, it's an incubation opportunity.
You said it best. It gets them here. We've got to keep our pipeline full for Vision. We've got a lot of technicians retiring. We can't just bring new technicians in and throw them into these high-level classes. We've got to give them that pathway.
We can't.
So that really, that bridged that gap and gave us that pathway in order to keep these newer students, newer professionals coming in. And now next year they can really start rolling into those classes and really, really, you know, taking their career to the next level.
So we've done a lot of shows recently, guys, on interning. I'm so big into that. There's been some great shows on working with local schools to give 10 hours toward, you know, an interning shadowing opportunity. Lots going on. There's money out there to make this happen too, by the way, in grants and funding.
Yes.
And I'm really working on that. We're probably going to do a show on how to get that. When you find a young person that you had into an intern opportunity, and even if you said, hey, I'm going to put him in one of the big corporate kind of apprentice programs, this GSTA is exactly for them. You gain the commitment for investing in training. You put them on a plane, you put them on a train, you get them here. Vision, I think, was for the advanced guys when you look at the topics. Now it's not.
Well, and not only that, like we spoke to the students today, it is a big investment for them. They're away from their family. They're away from work.
Yeah.
They're away from home. They're away from their free time. Yeah, it may be a big investment for the shop owner, but it's a two-way street. They're investing also. They're investing their time, which I consider extremely valuable, and I respect our people's time a lot.
Critically important.
And so for them, it's a big investment for them as well. I just want to make sure that they get an extremely strong ROI out of it for themselves. And if they get a good ROI, it follows for the shop owner. So the shop owner will naturally get one.
So the guy comes to GSTA. He's a young married man, mm-hmm. maybe got a baby.
Yeah.
He's a work with his hands kind of guy.
Yep.
And he's in this business, and he goes back and he goes to his wife and he says, I just saw how high the mountain is. And I'm so excited that I went.
Yep.
Will you keep going back? If they have me, yes, I want to.
It's
going
to be neat to see the growth, and not just in that GSTA class over the next few years. It's just the growth to see the returning Vision attendees that started out there and see where they go.
The sky's the limit. I'm excited to see what's next with it.
Yes.
Well, look at, I got the guy here, the Godfather GST.
I would never replace Jerry.
No, he's the Godfather of Vision. Right. Thank you for being here. It was great. We covered shop owner support. We covered the General Service Technician Academy. I think it's a fabulous name. I love that. I'm kind of kin to the word academy a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Thank you so much. Al Wright, John's Automotive. Got to go out and listen to the episode that Al did with Eric Henley, Al Wright, and
Matt Wagg,
his elbow thing. And it was great because Eric had a heart attack. And we felt that we needed to tell that story, not to scare anybody, Al, but you were great enough to share your experience. So thank you.
It's a life-changing experience.
Thank you.
But same with Vision. Vision was life-changing for me as well because I learned a lot. And guys like Travis and great friendships here.
Eat kale. No. And Travis Joy, thanks so much. Honest Wrenches. You and Josh Mullins, great partner, great company. Ankeny. I always say that wrong. Yeah. In Des Moines, Iowa. Two great shops. Thank you for this enlightenment. Appreciate that.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thanks for having us, Carm.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.